Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Rising sea levels, extreme weather patterns, extinctions of species. Our planet needs protecting. I'm Adam Vaughan, the environment editor for The Times, and this is Planet Hope from The Times, in partnership with Rolex and its Perpetual Planet Initiative. In this podcast, we hear from leading experts from around the world who are committed to finding solutions. These explorers, scientists, entrepreneurs, and citizens are committed to a common goal: to protect our home, Earth. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know about you, but I'd assumed, I now know wrongly, that all wheelchairs are created equal. But they're really not.
Our CEO, Sarah Pugh, says we're a little bit like the Savile Row of wheelchair provision, is that we tailor each wheelchair to suit that child best.
WizKids are the answer for many young wheelchair users struggling to get what they need.
There's black, candy red, copper, bright orange, bubblegum pink. Candy purple.
It's also about the shape.
We can also change the activeness of the chair. So if you want a chair to be really stable, then you make it more passive. You want a chair to be more, a bit less stable, which makes it more active and easy to get around, we can do that.
The right chair can mean comfort, confidence, even just the freedom to move about without the help of an adult. You're listening to Stories of Our Times from The Times and The Sunday Times. I'm Luke Jones. Today, WizKids, freedom on wheels. I went early this month to a clinic run by the charity WizKids, one of the three charities being helped by this year's Times Christmas Appeal. At the clinic, kids being supported by the charity come and they have their wheelchairs measured, set up, modified or tweaked.
I'm Rebecca and I'm Holly's mum.
I'm Holly and I am a wheelchair user and WizKids provide me with a chair.
And how old are you, Holly?
11.
When you see a wheelchair user out and about, if you haven't got anyone in your life that uses a wheelchair, you would just think, oh, look, there's a wheelchair, oh, there's another wheelchair. You don't realise what goes into each individual wheelchair. Every child will have different needs. So Holly, for example, she has cerebral palsy, and cerebral palsy is such a big umbrella. Different children will present differently. And so Holly, for example, when she propels, her legs shoot out, they go forward. So it makes propelling that wheelchair very difficult. And so WizKids have added like ankle huggers to the chair to try and keep her feet in place to make the propelling easier. Yet you will have another child with cerebral palsy whose legs don't do that, and they can propel themselves and get around a lot easier.
Yeah. So was that the way before, Holly, that when you tried to propel yourself, your legs would just like, fly back?
Yeah.
So what's in there now?
Ankle huggers to keep my ankles back.
Hmm. And had you even appreciated before you had Holly, or before Holly had a wheelchair, all the different things that would be there?
Absolutely not. I mean, unless disability touches your lives, you don't understand everything it entails, and there, you know, it's so much. And, you know, and then when you're in this world, you suddenly realise that it is so complicated, and you need, and the thing of a basic wheelchair, it's not just a wheelchair. Like we say to Holly, come, your wheelchair, it's your wheels are your legs. Yeah. This is the way you get around.
You need to get in there and see how hard it is.
Yeah, and I have done, actually. I can fit in her wheelchair now, so I had a little go, and you don't appreciate how difficult it is to propel the wheelchair, which made me feel a little bit guilty, because when I say, come on, Holly, go faster, turn round, and I was doing it, I was thinking, oh, my goodness, I've been saying to her, come on, go a bit faster, it's actually really, really difficult.
Holly, like, yeah. On a scale of 1 to 10, how annoying was it when your mum said to you, go a bit quicker?
10.
Ten. So WizKids have provided us with Holly's wheelchair, and as she grows, she needs the wheelchair to be adapted. So when we think that she needs it to be made bigger, we drop them an email, they book us into the clinic. And then we came along in August, and they had a look, re-measured her, and then they also found that perhaps it needed a new foot plate and she needed a new cushion and a new handle. So then they order the parts. And then we come back today for them to make those changes.
It also looks like it needs a hoover, Holly. All your biscuit crumbs down the side of it.
Yeah.
And did you have one previously that wasn't a WizKids one?
Yeah. So previously we got given one by the NHS.
And that didn't work.
That didn't work?
No, because you couldn't self-propel.
So the style of the chair that they provide you just kind of, it doesn't really enable the child to be independent. It's good for them to be pushed around by a carer, yeah. But Holly wants to be able to wheel herself.
So you always had to have someone pushing you?
Yeah.
What was that like?
A bit boring.
Yeah. Could you try, could you try and do it yourself, or was it just like
no, it was too hard.
The chair that WizKids provide us is kind of an active sports chair, so it means that she can now propel herself quite well, can't you, Holly?
Yeah.
So what kind of thing can you do now with one of these that you couldn't do?
I can wheel myself and keep up with my friends.
Yeah. And what's that like?
Better than it was.
And also, I imagine if someone's having to push you, you can't really talk to them because they're behind.
Yeah. Yeah. I got my fun sparkly wheels at the front of my chair.
I noticed that. So the rest of it is all sort of quite traditional-looking wheelchair, but the sort of funky wheels at the front. Did you ask for that specifically?
No, it just came with it.
We call them her disco wheels.
I'm Sarah Wallace. I'm the lead mobility therapist at WizKids, and I have an occupational therapy qualification.
What does WizKids do?
WizKids provides mobility equipment, mainly wheelchairs, to children who need them, who can't get the equipment that they need from the NHS.
And why would you not be able to get what you need from the NHS if you're a kid who uses a wheelchair?
It's mainly because they don't fulfil their criteria for that type of equipment. So the most common sorts of problems are where a child can still walk around the house. So whereas they might need a powered chair for outdoors, they wouldn't be entitled to one.
And if they do get a wheelchair, is part of the problem that it might not be what they need, or it might not be suited to them?
Yeah, so the NHS do a really great job, and many more children these days do get what they need, and they get powered chairs from the NHS. But there are still a vast number who would benefit from a powered chair, and would benefit from independent mobility, whether that be powered or manual, just to help them to become the best person that they can be and to do as many things as their brothers and sisters can do as possible.
What's the best impact of what you do, you've seen, in terms of someone coming and not having what they need, and then you do something for them and you see them grow as a result?
I've been with WizKids for a very long time. I've been here for 26 years. And I'm the longest serving member of staff now. The thing I love the most is having seen a number of children since they were 4 or 5, and now they're 20, and they're independent adults in university or in jobs, often in a GB sports team. And it's just amazing to see them grow up, just like any other child, just like your own child, and achieve the things that they want to achieve.
Can you describe a sort of bog-standard NHS one and then describe that and how it's different?
Well, the style is quite similar. The difference is the materials from which they're made. So this is much lighter tubing that they make it from. And then the other things that are very different are things like the bearings and the wheels, and really important things like the centre of gravity. So the shorter the distance from the middle of the back wheel to the middle of the front caster, the easier it is to push and turn the chair.
Yourself?
Yeah.
Got you. And is that because the sort of bog standard NHS ones are just old or designed for adults or badly designed? Because if we know all these things, why are all wheelchairs not just made like that?
Cost is cost. Probably the difference between a retail price of a chair that the NHS most commonly provides to children would be around £500. And the average cost for this chair is about £4,000.
£4,000? Holy, think what you could spend with £4,000. Can you remember how heavy that standard chair was, Holly? It was hard to...
Very heavy.
Yeah. I mean, could you have pushed it?
No.
I mean, the actual difference in weight is about 15 kilos to about 8 kilos. So this is almost half the weight.
God. And what must it be like for you when you see kids come to your clinics like this and they're just in the wrong chair and it's holding them back and it's maybe stressing them out and you're seeing them thinking, gosh, it doesn't have to be that way?
It's really sad, really sad. I'm really glad that we can help them. I mean, I won't forget a child that we saw probably earlier in the spring, and she'd come in a very standard NHS chair folding, just sort of the basic job. And we put her into a chair like Holly's, and if I could have bottled the smile that came on her face, I would have done. It was just like the realisation that she could push this chair herself was phenomenal. She's one of twins. She goes to a mainstream senior school and she can now go and do it herself rather than having to be pushed around by somebody else. Yeah. So it's just amazing.
I'm John Behrman. I work for WizKids. I am a senior mobility engineer within the charity. I put together new equipment to be handed over, also arrange for the right assessment equipment to come to clinic for the therapists to use to assess the children. This is Holly's second chair, but her other chair, how long does she have that? What, three? Three or four years, so did quite a lot of growth with that. And that was a smaller model, which is called a Little Wave. And now this is a Rogue, which is like a slightly larger version of that chair. But it grows in exactly the same way. So we hopefully get this to last another 3-4 years. And we're fitting a new push handle, so she hasn't got a big radar sticking out the top. So we put a smaller, more compact push handle on there. We're also fitting a belt that's got like 3 points of contact, so it should hold a pelvis back better in the chair, stop her sort of sliding forwards, which will sort of protect her posture a bit, puts her in a better, a more active propelling position as well, to make it easier for her to manoeuvre the chair.
It's amazing. I hadn't appreciated how many different factors there are, but I guess if it's something that you spend, 80% of your day in, 100% in your day, maybe for some people, it needs to be comfortable and fit. Yeah, describe this, Holly.
It's a Barbie that is in a wheelchair.
I don't think I've ever seen one of those before. Have you?
No.
And hang on, you got that here today.
Yeah.
Wow. Are you a Barbie person?
Not really.
You must have seen the film. No.
No.
Right, take it off her. No. So describe. So it's Barbie, a sort of normal Barbie, but.
In a wheelchair.
But actually, that looks like one of these, dare I say it, now I'm an expert, sort of like slightly clunky, inappropriate wheelchairs. Would you agree?
I think it's all right. Yeah, but it doesn't fit her properly.
Yes.
But hey, we're just really grateful that they make Barbies in wheelchairs now, and so there are more appropriate things for everyone to feel as though they're included.
Yeah. What's this?
Oh, I see. What do we think of ramps, Holly?
They're
our friends, aren't they?
Yeah.
Your friends.
Yeah.
What do we say aren't our friends?
Cobblestones.
Cobblestones.
Completely agree.
Sorry. Oh, I see.
So now they're adjusting. Holly, how does it feel?
Feel right?
Yeah.
It's not too unlike a sort of F1 pit stop. No. We're both from either side of you.
Haven't quite got it down 3 seconds yet, though, have we, Holly?
Yeah. I prefer the handle to the other handle because it was a bit bigger.
Mm. You can tuck it out of the way as well.
And the plate's wider now, so your splints can fit in easier.
Now my teeth don't mind me.
And it's lower as well to accommodate your long lower legs.
Take this off a minute, Holly.
You might have to wiggle it to get out.
Yeah, crumbs.
Lift your elbow over this side, Holly. Just
it's really involved, isn't it?
Yeah. Now what we need to try and do now is to get you in that position and you there. This is your new belt that's going to stop you wriggling your bottom forwards.
Try and stop you wriggling. You might prove us wrong, Holly. Is that in the middle? Is that buckle right in the middle?
So you hold it. You hold it in the middle, Holly. And
I'm
going to fiddle with it.
This back. I've done my side.
Have you? Hang on. We need. We need to stay there, Holly. You're right. I need some.
That'll be better for her posture, won't it?
Yeah, it will.
Holly, can you explain to me what's changed?
The belt and the foot plate and the handle.
Got you. So nothing about the size?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got bigger, hasn't it?
Oh, look. It's got bigger as well.
Look, you haven't got your foot... Bigger. You haven't got your knees hanging over the front over by 2 inches.
Yeah, of course. Is it comfier?
Yeah.
So when do you expect you'll be back?
Once we've got this in, I want you to then have a little push around.
Off she goes. Coming up, we'll hear from 5-year-old Ethan. He can't get a powered wheelchair on the NHS, so he has to be pushed around at all times by an adult. Until, that is, WizKids came to help. Just a note, Times subscribers can catch the latest episode of Inside the Newsroom. It's our new behind-the-scenes series on Apple Podcasts, just for Times subscribers, and you can get it on the Stories of Our Times feed.
Hi, I'm Jane Garvey.
And I'm Fee Glover.
Off Air with Jane and Fee is going live.
We are taking to the stage at the amazing Crucible Theatre in Sheffield on Friday, the 31st of May.
It'll be a night full of surprises. We'll have a special guest, we'll involve you in the audience, and we'll embarrass ourselves. You really won't want to miss it.
Well, the surprise is we don't yet know what's in it, so it genuinely is a night of surprises.
Well, you've surprised me already. It's not just us. Our live show is part of an exciting new podcast festival called Crosswires, which is taking place in some really amazing venues across Sheffield from the 31st of May to the 2nd of June.
So other podcasters that you'll be able to see include Katie Price, Catherine Ryan, Ramesh Ranganathan and the original Adam Buxton. But there's also a whole host of free fringe events, family shows, surprise acts and after parties that Jane and I haven't yet been invited to.
I'm sure it's only a matter of time. Head to crosswires.live for tickets and more information.
Hi,
Hello.
Very nice to meet you. I'm Luke.
I haven't.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
What was your name? What was your name?
Laura.
What was your name?
I'm Ethan.
Ethan. Ethan, how old are you?
Five.
Five.
Just had a birthday.
When was your birthday? Really recently?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And you've been... This isn't your first appointment of the day, is it? What have you been doing this morning?
Doing nativity.
Your nativity play?
Yeah.
What part were you?
Shepherd.
Shepherd.
Shepherd. That's one of the good ones. Yeah. That's a good part to have.
You had to hold your special...
Lammy.
You
must have been so nervous.
No.
Are you excited about your chair?
This is something where we are waiting.
Well, this is your chair here, look.
Oh, yes, please. Wow. That'd be lovely.
Wow.
Is it That's a lot bigger than your current one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it the right colour?
Yeah.
What colour did you choose?
Blue.
Blue. That one's for you to drive, isn't it?
Yeah, my very own chair.
Your very own chair.
Hang on, so that one, you're going to... No one needs to push you.
Yeah, I can go drive by my girl.
By yourself, yeah.
Are you going to drive it to school, Ethan?
Yeah.
Hopefully. This will be totally life-changing. Yeah.
Life-changing in what way?
It's just the independence. So we'll be able to go for a walk without pushing him, which will be fantastic. And we'll allow him to choose where he goes.
So how long has it taken for you to get this? Has it been quite a wait?
I think it's just been just under a year. Yeah, I can't quite remember. We do have a lot of appointments and fill in lots of forms. But he's at Ethan Sutter School in September, so we'll eventually move to him taking it to school and having that independence in school, choosing where he goes, what he does at playtime or around the classroom. That would be massively different, but we've got to do a bit more practicing driving it, so we'll do lots of that at home. Looking forward to doing that over Christmas, aren't you? We're going to go on lots of walks outside.
Because at the moment, people have to push you at playtime and around the classroom, is that right?
Yeah.
I've delayed you long enough, sorry Ethan. Are you ready to go in?
Come on, we're ready,
yeah.
Aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You excited?
So
excited!
Test drive!
Test drive!
Test drive, absolutely.
I can do like waking all by my own.
You will, you'll be able to do races all by yourself, won't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And with your brother.
Yeah. Oh,
like
a bit like.
Is it funny?
A bit like. Ooh.
Is it comfy, Ethan?
Yeah.
What do you make of seeing him in that?
Yeah, it's very moving. And when I see him moving by himself and having the independence that, you know, so many other children have, but he doesn't have, it definitely reduces me to tears quite frequently. The things that might seem so simple to others. Are major for us,
yeah,
and feel.
It's your tray.
You can do writing now, can't you? Now you've done school, you're really good at writing.
And you see a difference in him every time he, you know, gets a better adaptation for what he needs. I mean, do you see that in his personality?
Yeah, absolutely. He's always very excited. He's got a lovely excitable personality. My new power chair, he's saying. Yeah, definitely. And I think it's just so exciting to see him be able to do similar things with, you know, alongside his peers. That's really, I think he's starting to get used to what he needs now as well. So yeah, like he's saying, I think I need that higher, and that's really, really good to see. But yeah, definitely a change in him, because he's just totally changes his world, changes what he can do.
So this chair that Ethan's got, the actual base, will last him, it could last him until he's as big as John, who's...
Wow.
Tall bloke,
exactly. So there are three different size seats. So the seat is a different bit from the base. So this framework here will come off, and you can then put a teenage seat on and then an adult seat.
Wow.
So it's really
That's
clever.
Amazing.
It is amazing.
It's a good job you chose a good colour, Ethan.
You can change a colour too. That's also possible.
Oh, wow.
And dare I ask again, sorry to be pricing everything up, but sort of what would this be if I was to just buy one?
If you were to buy it from a shop, probably probably 7,000 or 8,000because of his seating.
Yeah.
Because the seating would be 2,000 probably.
Ethan, are you going to run me over if I'm right in front of you?
Let's not run Mummy over, shall we?
It's about to go.
It's about to go. Off you go then.
Right, where
are you going?
Where
are you
going, Ethan? Through the door. Don't
go through the door.
Bye, Ethan.
Maria, watch out.
Bye. You've been listening to Stories of Our Times, a podcast brought to you thanks to subscribers of The Times and The Sunday Times, with me, Luke Jones. Thanks to Holly and her mum Rebecca, Ethan and his mum Laura, and from WizKids, lead mobility therapist Sarah Wallace and senior mobility engineer John Behrman. You can find out more about WizKids as well as the other charities in The Times Christmas Appeal by going to thetimes.co.uk/Christmas Appeal. The producer today was Edward Drummond, the executive producer was Fiona Leach, and sound design was by Mao Lasetto and David Crackles. If you have a story that you think we should be covering, maybe even an idea for a future episode, or you've got some compliments or criticism about what you've just heard, storiesofourtimes@thetimes.co.uk is how to email. Goodbye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.